And the Maine Public Utilities Commission ruled this week that Central Maine Power may not arbitrarily limit the amount of electricity that smaller commercial power plants can put on its transmission system. Fred Bever has details.
The move came at the request of a company called Dirigo Solar, which has a contract to provide enough solar power for 10,000 homes in Maine from scattered locations. Nicholas Mazeroski is a partner in Dirigo Solar. He says CMP limited the amount of electricity it would allow Dirigo to run through a particular substation to only 75% of what the station could actually handle. That hampered the development of a Dirigo Solar plant planned nearby, he says, and raised questions about others to come.
To kind of arbitrarily set a cap, problematic for a lot of reasons, you know, totally understand their interest in preserving it for other generators, but the current law is first come, first serve.
CMP argued that by holding back some capacity, it was carrying out state law that encourages diversifying Maine's generation resources. But the PUC ruled that the cap was not, in fact, justified by statute. A CMP spokeswoman says the company is disappointed in the decision, but will not appeal. With the new ruling, Dirigo Solar says it can start putting bulk electricity online in Maine by the end of next year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.